There's no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the David Hochberg Show, the housing guru show. The show where you come to get your housing questions answered. Finance, real estate, mortgage, second mortgage, first mortgage, reverse mortgage, credit. Whatever questions you have, we will have answers for you. 312-521-8600. Phone lines are open, 312-521-8600. That's also the text line. So phone and text. You could either pick up the phone, give us a call at 312-521-8600, or send us a text. Same number, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, which is WGN.FM, WGN.FM, to download podcasts of this show and previous shows. We're going to be talking about reverse mortgages today. We're going to be talking about student loan consolidation and how that is being used and how we're using that effectively to consolidate people's student loans down so they can purchase a home. So if you have any questions about anything regarding your home, selling a home, buying a home, give us a call. 312-521-8600. Send us a text. Same number, 312-521-8600. Or shoot me an email, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. Kathy Pincus, now of At Properties, is on the phone with us. How are you, Kathy?
Hey, David, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I got to turn you down a little bit because you almost blew our eardrums out here. That's okay.
Hey, Brian. I'm so excited.
I know you are. That's why we have you on. You're so easily excited. Well, Brian, could you bring the gauze? My ears are bleeding. 312-521-8600. So, Kathy, you just made a switch to At Properties. You're handling the Barringtons. There's what I came to learn, seven of them, from getting to know you and your husband. And you've been a realtor out in that area, the Barringtons, Buffalo Grove, Libertyville. Heck, you've gone all the way out to Carroll Stream on a couple of transactions. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, and we'll start talking about what's going on in the market right now. Lots of changes. I'm hearing it's slowing down in the city. I'm hearing it's still hot in the suburbs. I want to get your take on this. 312-521-8600. Kathy Pincus, realtor at Properties, just recently changed from a previous company we won't name, but she's at Properties right now, handling essentially from Schaumburg, Kathy, all the way out to Crystal Lake, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're basically handling I-90 corridor and all points in between. So introduce yourself real quick. Give out your phone number, and let's talk about what's going on in the marketplace, babe.
My name is Kathy Pincus, and my cell number is 847-431-2190, and I am with At Properties.
And how long have you been selling real estate, Kathy?
I've been selling real estate for 15 years. I can't believe it, and I still love it as much today as I ever have. It's just always, I just call myself a matchmaker because really at the end of the day, all I do is listen to what the client wants to achieve, and I'm really good at matching the home with their wish list, and or if it's on a listing, I'm very good at marketing and trying to talk realism to the seller.
You know, and the amazing thing is that you got into the business when you turned 16. So you're 32.
That's
right,
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
Exactly. As soon as you got your driver's license.
Thank you, David.
No problem. I know how to butter up my realtors. You know, I just want. So as soon as you got your driver's license, whammo, she started getting a real estate license. So you've been selling real estate for 16 years. What are you seeing in this marketplace? I had Lynette Thompson on my show on the AM side on Saturday, and she said that. Also of At Properties, by the way, and she told me that what she was seeing with other realtors in the city was a little slowdown in the city. You know, the helium was let out of the balloon a little bit, and it's not as rah-rah, shish-boom-bah as it used to be. Are you seeing that out in the Barrington area all the way up through Schaumburg and all points in between further west, or are things still hot to trot?
No, I really am. In fact, I don't think that the northwest suburbs ever had the, you know, the city really made a nice comeback, and I think they were a lot hotter than the suburbs were altogether. And even now, we're just sort of plumping along. I mean, we're gaining some momentum, but we have yet to really see. I mean, our prices, yes, they're going up about 4%, which is fantastic, but from such a low, you know, that we've experienced, we still have a long way to go.
Well, that 4% is sustainable, though, right? I mean, back in the day, we were getting 10, 15% jumps, and because of the subprime loans, which were fantastic, right, if you ask me.
Me too.
Right. I mean, actually sent my kids to college, but, you know, they were great loans when used effectively, like morphine's a great loan, a great drug when used effectively, and when not, you're sleeping in a plastic bag under a viaduct, drinking your breakfast, lunch, and dinner out of a brown bag. So when used effectively, it's a great loan. And we were seeing unsustainable appreciation and leaps in pricing of 10, 15% a year, and that was a little nuts. And unfortunately, the bubble burst, and people got some people got burned very badly, and other people got out just in time. And other people like me bought a $500,000 condo that dropped to $112,000 and now is back up to close to $400,000 in Arizona. So that just shows you what the market can do over a 6-year period of time. And your area out there in the Barringtons, all seven of them, some of them are more affluent than others. The more affluent areas took a major shot in value. What would you say the drop off on the value was in the highly affluent areas of the seven Barringtons?
35%.
I would have said 35 to 45, but 35 is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I'd say 35 to 40%, no doubt.
And
the ones that are, I mean, I have a listing right now that they bought it in, they bought it for 1.9.
Yeah.
In 2006. Today we've got it listed for around 1.1.
Come on.
So, yeah.
1.9 to 1, and whoa. So 40, yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well, yeah, that's what he's saying every day. So
it's just so that upper, that seven-digit market, that real monstrous stuff is just not moving.
It's just not moving like it was. And, I mean, it's just been a real sluggish comeback for that. That's, you know, that marketplace, I mean, we've got a couple of, Barrington Hills is you know, where you're going to get over $1 million prices. Windstone is a subdivision within North Barrington that's a Jack Nicklaus gated community. That really took a tumble as well. Still plenty of short sales and foreclosures in that pocket, in that subdivision. And, I mean, we are really slow to get out of this thing. I know there's a lot of great stories to tell. But there are still plenty of areas out there that are just really slow to recover.
What factors are you putting on the slow recovery? Was it overpriced to begin with? Is there just not the market for the seven-digit homes anymore? I mean, what are you seeing with the 16 years worth of experience that those homes are just sitting there and depreciating every single day?
Think that this economy has not recovered to the extent of, you know, they sure talk about it on the 6 o'clock news, but I just, living it day to day, I know that higher end market is still sluggish to come back. You've got a lot of people on both ends of the spectrum. You've got a lot of people in these high end homes that still cannot afford, because they probably have two mortgages on them, and they can't afford to move because of the great big nut that they live in. Then on the other side of the spectrum is somebody that's in a condo.
Nice.
Who bought it for $250. Today it's worth $165. They have one child. They're pregnant with their second one. They are bursting at the seams, but they cannot get out of the townhouse. They just can't do it. And I would say 9 times out of 10, when I pull up in somebody's condo, especially, they answer the door and she's pregnant and she's got a toddler wrapped around her leg, and they, you know, and I have to give them the news that you know, of what their home is for. I mean, you know, we've been to some of these board ops that are in that situation that I've done markets on, and, you know, some of our radio shows. And, you know, this is real life. And the economy, they keep saying, is rebounding. And yes, that's true in many areas, but real estate on the higher end is just, it's a tough one to come back for.
When that means that it's a great opportunity if you want a million-dollar home to walk into those million-dollar homes and buy them for 30 to 40 to 50% off what the buyers probably bought it for, like you said, in 06. 06 is right in the middle of the rocking and the rolling, baby. I remember that.
You
couldn't go wrong. You bought a home for $300,000 in January, and it was worth $315,000 the next January. I mean, you just couldn't go wrong. So
exactly.
You know, it was crazy. I mean, it was fun. It was great. I mean, I had a great time, made a ton of money, and helped out a ton of people, which is what it's all about. You know what I mean? Those products were there to get people into these homes, and then when everything went to heck in a handbasket, it was, you know, you just couldn't help the people, and their only option was to go into short sale, to let the home go into foreclosure, to file bankruptcy, and, you know, those people, as you're seeing, are coming out of the basements now, right? Okay, I mean, how many?
I mean, not only are they coming out of the basement, but I have to say, back when all of that was happening, if you listened to your agent, if the agent knew what they were doing, number one, and if the buyer or seller would listen to that agent, I've helped so many people out of short sales, really not even knowing, because it's almost like a, it's like a sugar high. I mean, you're in the middle of, you don't know what's going up, what's going down. I mean, the values were so, you just couldn't get a good read on anything. You'd list something for $700,000 and it would sell 2 years later for $475,000. I mean, there were just such goofy stuff going on. You can always see what's going on in your rearview mirror, but when you're going through it, and the guidance that I was able to give people, because I took these courses on short sales, I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing. I made sure that I got myself tied up with a short sale attorney that knew what they were doing. And in my opinion, the whole key to any short sale from 2011, 2012, and 2013 was, I don't care about the agent. I want to know the listing agent's attorney. That, to me, was the whole key of the short sales. And if you were able to get out in a short sale, and to your point, go live in a basement or do whatever you have to do, now those people are out starting to be able to purchase again. And they were the ones that, it was not a pretty picture, but they're the lucky ones, because right now, today, in 2014, September 30th, for you to do a short sale now, it's very tough. Back in the day, in 2012, the banks were letting you do the short sales. There were so many of them, they just wanted to get the files off their desk, and they were saying yes to pretty much anything. Today, they are saying no, go back, and we won't take, I have a condominium. This very nice single lady paid $235,000 for a condo, put her life and soul into it. Today it's worth $140,000, and she has gone through the short sale process three times, or we've gone through three contracts, rather. We've been turned down from the bank three times because they think the market is better than it actually is. And that's what's so unfortunate. If she had done this in 2012, the banks didn't have enough time to really analyze it, and they were just saying yes to pretty much everything. I'd say 80% of everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
But nowadays, right, what we're being told is that there's less and less and less of that type of borrower out there in distress. And I'll throw this to you. Do you think that is true, or do you think that there's another wave coming after the wave that we just had?
I don't think there's another tidal wave like we had, but I do think that banks are holding on to some inventory that they are eking out slowly. I think they don't want another typhoon of an economy like we had back then.
Right.
But I have to say I am nervous about another wave coming at us, not the tidal wave that we had, but enough to knock some people down again. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I just think there are people out there that had such a hard. I talk to them every day. I'm 3 months behind on my mortgage payment. What do I do? You know, I finally got a job. I'm making 40% less than what I was making before. I'm 3-4 months behind on my mortgage. How do I save my home? Well, what are you making? Well, I'm making, I was, you know, they always tell you how much they were making. Okay. Which was great.
Right.
Okay. You
right.
know, you know, 15 years ago, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. I'm happy for myself. Right.
Right?
You know, today I'm just glad to pick up my book bag. Okay. With my computer
right,
in it.
Right.
You know, but everybody wants to tell you, well, I was making $100,000. Okay, great. That's $8,333 a month that I can't use. What are you making now? $60,000. Okay, now I have $5,000 that I can use, right? Well, how much, any late mortgage payments, collections, or judgments? These are basic questions that I ask borrowers, every borrower. No,
right.
You know, no collection, no judgment, but I haven't made a mortgage payment since June. I'm like, well, game over. You know what I mean? There's
right,
just,
right.
You know, thanks for playing. We, you know, we got to somehow figure out a way to get yourself caught up with June, July, August, September before October's missed, because now they won't take a payment unless you pay all four together. Okay, one lump
right.
sum. And if you miss another one, now you're in foreclosure, and that goes into a completely different bucket of bad, right? So if you miss five payments, right. listeners, in a row, five mortgage payments in a row, no matter if you went into foreclosure or not, the bank codes that mortgage as a foreclosure, and you fall into the foreclosure bucket when you go to get financing anytime in the near future. Just a fact, right? Don't shoot the messenger, but that's just the way it is. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone line and the text line. If you have any questions, send us a text or give us a call, and you could shoot us an email at thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. But how true is that, right? I mean, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No, you are 100% right, because the key word that you said in all of that, and this is what America does, this is the statistic they don't give you. You can talk about unemployment all you want to. To me, the big number is the underemployment, and that is the guy that used to make the $100,000 that today is making $70,000, well, you know, or $60,000. I mean, I'm not that so bad at math that I can't figure out that's a huge part of the marketplace. You know, people just aren't able. They say the economy's back. I'm like, are you kidding me? The economy's not back. I mean, you go, just go to the mall. I mean, unless you're going back to school shopping, and that'll give you. The month of August is great for that. But this economy is just still struggling to get its footing. And there's a lot of underemployment out there. Like I said, people that used to have those six-figure jobs are lucky to have something for $75,000.
Right, but it's still costing them $3.60 to fill up their tank of gas. It's still costing them
exactly.
Still costing them $800 to sign their kids up for travel hockey, baseball, football, soccer, lacrosse. God forbid we do anything at the park districts. Everything's got to be at the top of the line for
well,
our kids.
Of course.
We have to load up $25,000 worth of debt, because the average consumer that I see, the average borrower that I talk with, Kathy, is carrying between $20,000 and $40,000 worth of credit card debt, which is a minimum payment after Obama administration won, when they reconnoitered and fixed the credit cards. All the minimum payments went from 2% of the minimums to 4% in Obama won in the first Obama term. So if you have $40,000 with the credit card debt, right, that payment went from $800 a month that you could probably just squeak by up to $1,600 a month, which became a major problem to try to keep that load going. And a lot of people just sunk and had to file bankruptcy and hit the financial reset button, which there's nothing wrong with it. But this is what's happening in the marketplace. I agree with you 100%. I think it's better. How do I know it's better? Because my drive in at 5:30 this morning, when I drove in this morning, there were a lot of cars on the road. And 2 years ago, when I drove in, it was the Autobahn, okay, from Northbrook
right.
to downtown Ohio Street. It was literally, if you weren't doing 80, you were getting pushed off the road, and they were brighting you, and there wasn't a cop in sight, because the cops couldn't keep up with the traffic either. But, you know,
right.
today I was doing 45, 50 miles an hour at 5:30 in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's more activities. There's more trucks out there. There's more train tracks. More trains crossing, stoppages when you're there. You're seeing larger trains go by. You used to be in the scrap iron and metal business. I look at that sort of stuff to see how many cars are in a string. The string of cars in a train is a lot longer. The number of trucks on the road is a lot greater, which means product is being moved from point A to point B, and somebody has to make that product, Kathy, as you know, because somebody at the other end is consuming that product, and somebody has to deliver it. So it goes around. But what I'm seeing is that the incomes are not keeping up with the cost of living. And it's causing more and more people to, that's why I think it slowed down a little bit on the real estate side. The people with the money have already bought what they wanted, and now we're back to a normalized marketplace with that you're going to get a traditional 2% to 3%, 4% appreciation. And I coin it that it's not great, but it sucks less than it did a year ago. Okay? It's not...
I think that's very well said.
Right? Okay, thank you. And
yeah.
And I'm going to trademark it, and anytime anybody says I'm going to get a dollar. But, it's not great. And if you ask anybody, my daughter's playing soccer Thursday night. I'm going to be taking her to the game. I'm talking to the parents. I'm going to be like, how are things? And they're going to say, it's all right. It's not great, and it sucks less. Okay? And
right.
And I'll look at them, and I'll say, so it sucks less? They're like, exactly. Perfect. That's what it is. So, but the market has definitely rebounded from the doldrums that we saw in 08, 09, 010, 08, 08, 09. 10, 11 started turning the corner. 12 started, came back, a little more momentum. 13 was on fire. And now we're in 14. I think we're leveling off to a sustainable, appreciative level on real estate. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree.
All right. If people want to reach you, that's why I have you on, because you agree with everything I say. And that's why if your husband ever leaves you, I'm your man.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll never happen.
But you and I, we see things through the same microscope. Other people look at the same microscope and they just try to tweak it a different way. And that's, I think, my greatest asset to someone is I'm going to tell them exactly the way it is. I say this all the time to my clients. I say it just like David does, because you and I, you'll give me a client or I'll give you a client. But I'll say, I think exactly like David does. I say it in a nicer way than David does, but I'm still very direct and honest. I think what the biggest disservice an agent can give to the consumer, whether they're on the buying or the selling side, is misinformation. I don't want to say lying, but, you're reading the same numbers. I don't know how somebody can say the market is back when the numbers just don't hold true to that. We are much better than we were. I'd say we're starting to get some really good footing, but we're not. I mean, it's not going up like a hockey stick. It's just it's bleeping here and there. And if you can at all get out for what you, as I said to a client said to me the other day, I sold him his house 7 years ago. At the closing of when we just sold it recently, he said, I could have rented a house and been better off.
Right. How true.
Because he sold it for actually a little bit less than what he bought it for. And I said, well, the only thing I can say is you got the write-offs for all these years on your tax returns. But the other thing, too, is you got it off your back. I mean, I was talking to somebody recently to where they keep looking back at what they would have, should have, could have done. And I said, you got it off your back, and now you really should be able to sleep like a baby. And
yeah, move on.
About 30 days later, they're able to shake it off, and we reconnect. But it's that very icy period in that 30 days of where they hate me because I let them sell their house for less than they bought it for or what they thought they should have gotten it for. But I would say I'd say 9 times out of 10, and I really can't think of one, but I'm sure there are people out there. 9 times out of 10, they'll come back when I see them in the grocery store, I see them in the car wash or something, 6 months later, and it takes about that long for them to come up to me and say, I hated you when we were going through the transaction, But I thank you so much for making sure that we always move forward, because we could not have done that without you.
All right, give out your phone number.
847-431-2190.
One more time, sister. I got to get over to Garrett. No, I love you. I love you. I love what you do to your clients. I love what you do with all our referrals at Properties. Kathy Pinkus handling Barrington and all points west to Schaumburg area as well. She's an outstanding realtor. 847-431-2190. 847-431-2190. Kathy, I'll talk to you later, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go over to Gary. Gary, how are you, my friend?
Good, David. How are you?
Good. What's going on in the market in your area, bud?
It seems like things are picking up a little bit.
Yeah, we just talked to Kathy Pinkus. She said that Barrington in the upper end market took a 30-40% drop. Actually, she said, 30-40% drop on the upper end, the seven-digit numbers. And what we're seeing is that the lower stuff, while still moving, it's kind of leveled out a little bit, and it's a normalized market. Is that what you're seeing? Well, let's introduce who you are. Gary, why don't you throw your name and phone number and the company you work for and what area you cover?
Sure. Thanks, David. Gary Eisenach, managing broker with Chicagoland Residential Realty. Phone number is 630-478-3540. I cover DuPage County, primarily Elmhurst, Villa Park, Lombard, Glen Ellen, Oak Brook Terrace, Downers Grove.
And what are you seeing in those areas? Because Kathy was handling more of the Schaumburgs, Hoffman Estates, Barringtons, Hoffman Estates is further north. Schaumburg, all the way out the I-90 corridor, all the way up to Crystal Lake, and all points in between. What are you seeing out in the DuPage County area?
DuPage County is staying pretty consistent. From what I'm seeing, I've got a small influx of buyers that have started picking up again. Property values, I would definitely agree that I'm seeing the same as what Kathy is seeing, is that value-wise, they're kind of leveling off and they're staying pretty consistent.
What's the best advice you'd give to somebody who's in the marketplace right now looking to get into a home, a first-time home buyer? What's the best? How long have you been a real estate agent, first off? How many years experience do you have?
On the brokerage side, about 3.5 years.
Okay.
Got into the industry originally on the leasing and property management side, and did that for quite a while, better part of a decade, and then decided to make the switch over.
So you've got how many years experience in the industry?
In the industry as a whole, 15.
15 years. So you see people come through, leasing apartments, leasing homes, leasing townhomes, leasing condos, same type of thing. Those people are going to be first-time home buyers. You got them when they were first-time renters. So it's a little... Right. It's first-time renters is, let's say, a 100-level course, and the first-time home buyer is a 200-level course, right? So... What type of, what's the best advice that you would give to somebody who's about ready to strap on their boots and, put the hard hat on, put the gloves on and the safety glasses to go out to buy a home today?
Sure. Absolutely. The very first thing I would do is get pre-approved for that mortgage. Get out there, talk to the guys over at Townstone Financial, and let's get a real picture of what we're looking at. What it is that you really can afford, and where the credit stands. I can't tell you how important that really is, and to save yourself some time as a buyer, and our time as realtors to really be able to help you and hone in on what it is that we can get you into.
I tell you what, we got to take a quick break here, Gary. Can you hang on for about 2 minutes during the break? We're going to be back.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, bud. You're listening to The Housing Guru Show on WGN.FM. My name is David Hochberg. The phone line is open, 312-521-8600. That is the same number for the text line, 312-521-8600. Send me an email, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. All right, we got a little problem going to the break, so we're going to pick up, Gary back up. A little technical difficulty, Gary, so we're going to talk a little bit more. So first-time home buyers walking in, right? I'm going to get out of your way, bud.
Yes.
Okay, so first-time home buyers walking in, and wants information. They've been pre-approved. What's the next step?
From there, we're going to establish what exactly it is that you're looking for. Number of bedrooms, bathrooms, the house, what area you want to be in, and we'll get you set up in the MLS. Look at what's available out there and start scheduling some showing.
Got it. And you do that. What does it cost somebody to get MLS listings dropped in their mailbox on a daily basis on the type of homes that they're looking to buy from a licensed realtor like you?
Absolutely free. No cost at all whatsoever.
And that's the beauty about it, folks. If you're looking to buy a home, you could go to Redfin. You could go to all this stuff. And you could, listen, call a realtor that you know, that somebody referred you to, that you hear on the radio, that you like working with. Okay, the seller's going to pay the realtor's commission on the deal anyway. You're getting free advice from a seasoned veteran. Kathy's got 16 years experience. You've got 13 plus years experience on the leasing and the selling side. That's what it's all about. I'll tell you what, we're going to hit that break now, and I want to come back, talk more about that MLS listing being emailed into people's mailbox after these messages. Welcome back to the Housing Guru Show. David Hochberg is in studio for you. I'm here for you, baby. Right, Brian? I'm here. I'm here to take care of you. I want to help you. I want to help you with your real estate, mortgage, housing, credit questions. We've got real estate agent Gary. Hey, Gary, what's your last name, buddy?
Eisenach.
Eisenach, and selling real estate or been involved in the real estate industry over 13 years. All right, so I come to you and say, hey Gary, I'm looking to buy a home. I want a 2,000 square foot house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car, attached garage. I want to be within a mile of the train or 3/4 mile from the train. I want to be in school district 123, and I want something newer construction within the past 10 years. How difficult is that for you to put those parameters into the multiple listing service? When you hear MLS, folks, that's what we're talking about, the multiple listing service, which is essentially the realtor's Bible on finding properties for home buyers and to sell properties for home sellers. How long would it take you to put those parameters in with my email address, which is thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, and then set up a search and set up all those filters, and then I sit back and get emails fired off to me on an automatic basis that I can sit in my living room at night or in my cube at the office and review if that's a property and shoot you an email, say, hey Gary, I want to check this property out. Let's set up a showing. How difficult is it for you and other realtors to set that up?
No, not difficult at all. Maybe 10, 15 minutes at most of just data entry into the system. And once we have that information in, the MLS is automatically programmed to shoot that email out to you right away with its initial findings. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be scheduled then to... depending on how our clients tell us if they want those emails, they can come either once every 24 hours at a specific time, or if you're really aggressive and you really want to see what's out there and if anything else is happening, we can do 2 emails a day and kind of do them in 12-hour increments. It's really up to you.
And if people want to reach you to get more information about you and your services, Gary, I've got my other Gary, Gary Novell, on the line, my credit enhancement expert. How would they reach out to you, Gary, to get more information?
Call me at area code 630-478-3540, or you can email me at gary@shyresrealty.com.
One more time, your phone number and your email address.
630-478-3540. Email address is gary@shyresrealty, shyresrealty.com.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing your expertise with us on today's show.
Thank you so much, David.
All right, take it easy, buddy. We're going to get over to Gary Novell, the credit enhancement expert. How are you, Gary?
Good afternoon, David. How's everything today?
I'm fantastic. 312-521-8600, phone line and text line. A lady called me last week during the show. I think her name was Jill, Brian, what was her name? Jill. I cannot locate her phone number. I talked to her a number of times. She gave me her phone number, glass chick something. I typed in her email address. So if she's listening right now, please send me an email to thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, because I swear to God, I did send you an email on Monday morning, and it came back as non-deliverable. So, or just give me a call back at 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. Love to get the ball rolling to help you refinance out of your arm that is going to be adjusting because it's modified. We talked about that during last week's show. So, glass chick, I think her name was Jill. Please give me a call, 312-896-2111, 896-2111, or send me an email, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. I know she's a big Gary Meyer fan. Gary Meyer is coming up in about 22 minutes, and hopefully she's listening to the show. Gary Novell is my credit enhancement expert. Gary has taught me everything that I know about credit. I've known Gary for over 14 years. He's been on my radio show on another station during the weekend, Saturdays 1 to 3. On WIND AM 560 for coming up 8 years in October will be our 8th year anniversary. And Gary was there during the first week of shows. And I just wanted to bring Gary on to talk about people paying other people to call up credit card companies to settle up accounts for them, which it completely frosts me, Gary, because I received an email this morning from a lady, divorced, single mother, no job, living with her parents in her parents' basement with her daughter, her 7-year-old daughter. Husband gives meager, minimal, sporadic child support, so he's a deadbeat. And she's got about $20,000 worth of credit card debt, and she's paid somebody $700, a company $700 to get the debts cleared up and to negotiate them down. Guess how long she's been waiting for them to get a letter from these companies? How long, Gary, would you think that she's been waiting?
Since she started, since the first time she talked, she's probably still waiting for that letter.
Right, how long?
It could be a matter of months, it could be years before they get those letters from those companies.
4 months. These no good SOBs are charging her on a monthly basis to do nothing for her. Okay, $700 for 4 months. 4 months, $700. So I said, "What are you doing?" Okay, I've got a guy that I'm helping get resurrected, Gary. Him and his wife, they've got 6 collections. One's a Nordstrom's, one's a Macy's. Right? She took the Nordstrom's, he took the Macy's. One called from each one of their cell phones. Okay, it took them about 40 minutes pleading with Nordstrom's and Macy's to get their collections or to get the balances on the credit cards down. One came down 30 to 40%. The other one came down 25%. Two phone calls, 40 minutes of their life, no money expended to have some moron take $700 and do nothing.
Well, that's these debt consolidation companies, David. That's what these companies are.
It's wrong.
And I don't believe in those companies because 99% of the time they make matters worse. Half the time you give these companies the money, and a few months later they're gone, they're out of business, they've taken off with your money, and this is what these companies are notorious for. I don't believe in hiring somebody to call up a credit card company to negotiate a settlement, okay? You can always get the best deal calling up yourself and by eliminating that middleman. Because that middleman is always going to take a piece of the action for their pocket, which is not going to be as good of a deal that you could get if you call yourself. Even people that hire me to help them out. I know this is going to sound amazing, but you know there are times when there are certain items that even I cannot get off people's credit reports. So that person, even though they've hired me to help them with their credit, that person is still going to make that phone call to that card company or that collection agency because it's their account. It's on their credit report. They're going to get the best deal out of anybody that calls. And even though the client calls them, even though my client is the one that's going to make the call, before they pick the phone up, I go over the situation, basically give them a script on how to deal and how to talk to these people, because that's the whole trick. People want to hire other people to do things because they don't know how to deal with these companies. They're intimidated by banks. They're intimidated by these big companies. But If you know how to say what you want to say, you can get that out. You can always get a good deal for yourself, because these companies, they'd rather get something out of you than nothing, or have you file bankruptcy, and they would still get nothing out of you. So you'll always get the best deal out of, you know, and a settlement with a collection agency, with a department store. You're always going to get the best results by calling yourself and talking to the company directly.
What tips should people use when calling up? You know, what types of things should they say and shouldn't they say when trying to get a settlement from the collection companies?
Well, you know, it's tough, because a lot of people, they want to get things off the credit report. That's what people want to get. So they call up the company and they'll say, okay, look, I've got some money. My family's going to help me out. I got my income tax check back, whatever. I've got a little cash that I'm able to help these things up. They'll pay these things off. I'm a very responsible person. I went through some hard times, which is why this debt accrued, but I believe in paying my bills. So if I can get you the money to pay this off in full within the next week, is there a chance that your company might agree to delete this off my credit report? That's a very common question that people ask. The common answer is, no, we don't take things off of credit reports. It's against the law to take things off of a credit report.
That's a lie, which
is an absolute lie, because that company put it on the credit report. They can take it off the credit report. It's that simple. It's not against the law. It happens all the time. But you call up, you say, you've got the money. If I pay this in full, will you take it off my credit report? No, we can't do it. Well, then the next question is, well, if I can get you the money within the next 2 weeks, what's the best settlement offer that you guys can give me? Okay, now, you've already told them that you've got the money to pay this in full if they would agree to take it off the credit report. They know that. So now you're asking for a settlement. You may not have gotten the better deal than if you would have called up and asked for the settlement right off the bat.
Right. You never want to say you're going to pay something off in full.
You never tell a company you've got X amount of dollars. You know, you always want to go to the settlement, because odds are they're going to tell you they're not going to take it off the credit report, but you've got a better chance of settling the account in full, waiting a month or two, and then going to the credit bureaus. And it's possible that once this company has their money, you never know what's going to happen. They may not respond to a dispute. It may come off your credit report that way. But you always want to call and go for the settlement first, and you can negotiate. If you call up and say, hey, I owe $4,000. I was laid off for 3 years. I was sick. There was a death in the family, whatever the situation was. I'm back on my feet. What's the best deal that you can give me if I can get you the money to pay this off in full within the next 2 weeks? And the company says, okay, if you can get us $3,000, we'll consider it settled in full. And then you can come back and say, well, I've got $2,500 sitting in my checking account right now. I can cut you a check right now. You can always negotiate with them. You can always back and forth with them. There's no law that says what they say is gospel, because the only reason that they're not giving you that good settlement right off the bat is because, well, they want to get as much money out of you as possible, you know, before they think about getting something rather than nothing.
And the most important thing, 312-521-8600 phone line and a text line, is when you cut that deal, you better have the dough ready to go.
Right. You have to make sure that you have the financial capability to back up what you're going to do, because say like you make a deal where you're supposed to get them the money by, say, October 10th, okay, and you don't get the money there by October 10th, well, then if you call them up, you've broken a promise. They can come after you for the full amount. They don't have to offer you another settlement deal down the road. It just makes things that much worse for you and that much harder to get things straightened out, because they may not give you, if they offer you another settlement because you've broken your first promise, they may not give you as good a deal on the first one. So it doesn't make any sense to call these places to try to negotiate anything if you don't have the money to back up what you're going to talk about.
You better be ready to go, because they're going to ask you for... they're getting aggressive, Gary. They're going to ask you for your ABA routing number and your checking account number, because they want to zap that money out right then and there.
They want to take it out right when you're on the phone. They want to do that.
Yeah, so they're not messing around. So if you say you have the money, you better have the money. If not, you better tell them, you know, I need 2 weeks and gain. And the other thing, Gary, is this. You taught me this, and so did David Emery, Chief Operating Officer at TransUnion, when he was at our credit enhancement seminar in Schiller Park. Get a letter from the company first on what their offer is so you have it in writing. How key is that?
That never hurts because you never know. You know, there's such a high turnover at some of these companies. You may talk to one guy one day, and you may call up the next week, and you find out. Then you know how hard it is to talk to the same person when you call these numbers.
Forget about it.
Well, you never talk to the same person. That person may not be employed there anymore. He may not have put in good notes on your file when he had the conversation. You may talk to somebody, and they say, well, I've got your record up. I don't see that you called here last week and spoke to whoever you said you spoke with. I don't have any record of this. So if you can always get a follow-up letter from that company, it can be very simple, saying that as of today's date, pursuant to our phone conversation earlier today, we will accept a 50% settlement on your account if you get us the funds by October 15th. That way you have things in writing, and it's hard for them to back out of a promise once you've got something in writing from that company, just like everything else.
And once again, ask them to delete it from your credit report.
You always want to try and ask them to delete it, but you know, the odds are most likely they're going to tell you no. But that's just standard standard operating procedure, because a lot of these places, when you talk to these people, they're working off of cue cards. You know, they're just doing off certain circumstances. They've got a standard response to every question. Even though that company tells you no, and I've had this happen tons of times, even though that company tells you no, it's possible you can still get it off the credit report by going to the credit bureaus. When I work with my clients, David, I try to get these bad items off of credit reports. Sometimes that generates letter from the creditor to the client saying, we've received your dispute from the credit bureaus as of the above date. We've researched your account. We verified the account is really yours. It's correct as being reported on your credit report. Well, little do they know that it's already been deleted off two or three credit bureaus.
Right.
You know what I mean? One hand never talks to the other. It doesn't hurt to ask the question. All they're going to do is tell you no. It doesn't hurt to ask the question. And throw yourself out there. Say, look, I'm trying to get myself cleaned up. I'm trying to get a mortgage. I'm trying to pay off all my accounts. I'm trying to get this to you guys. Can you help me out by deleting this off my credit report? I lost my job. I'm here trying to get this taken care of. Can you help me back on my feet? It was a bad 7 years that this whole country went through. Play on their sympathy. You never know what's going to happen. If you're a girl, start sobbing. Break out the tears. It may sound funny, but it has an effect on that person on the other end of the phone in them trying to help you. So it doesn't hurt to ask anything.
And if you're a boy, start crying even harder.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you're a guy, you might not want to start crying on the phone, but you know, whatever it takes. Yeah, whatever it takes is what you got to do.
I don't care. Your goal is you're going hand-to-hand combat with this credit card company, and you're trying to get out of debt, and you're trying to settle up. Don't do what the lady did. My client that I talked to this morning at 8 o'clock this morning or 9 o'clock this morning, I'm like, what in God's name did you do?
Stay away from these debt consolidation companies, because a lot of times you're going to go to them and they're going to show that you owe, you know, X thousands of dollars on all these credit cards. And the way those companies do it is they'll tell you, stop making payments, send us $500 a month.
Yeah.
And what they do is they build up a little escrow account. And once they get a couple thousand dollars in that escrow account, then they call the creditor and they try and work out a settlement. It's the same thing you can do yourself without giving that company X amount of dollars a month to do their thing. This is what I don't believe. You know,
we just lost Gary. What happened to Gary Novell? Well, that sucks. Well, here, I don't know. Gary kind of went away. We just lost him. 312-521-8600. I have a different call screen here. All right. We had a little technical glitch here, folks. Gary's gone. Basically, what Gary's saying is, Gary, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Been having a little bit of technical difficulty today, so no big deal. Basically, what Gary was saying was this. When you call in to the collection companies, you could do it yourself. Be a little aggressive. Tell them the story. It's better for you to get a little emotional if that's how you're feeling. And let them know that you've hit the skids. This lady, divorced mother, one kid living in her parents' home, living in her parents' basement, no job, deadbeat husband, not paying any child support, $20,000 worth of credit card debt. And she's got no place to go. Hired a company, paid him $700 a month, or $700 over a four-month period of time, I'm sorry, to clear up her credit. And guess what? They haven't provided anything yet. I had a client that called up two different companies. He called one. The wife called the other. And guess what? within a 30 to 40 minute conversation with the credit card companies, each one of them had a paid letter saying that they'll take 20% of one and 40% of the other. So that's the way it is, folks. Listen, Glass Chick, that I believe her name is Jill, please give me a call at 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111 at the office. I did try emailing you, but the email bounced back as not non-deliverable. 312-896-2111. We're going to go to, I'll tell you what, we're going to bring Gary on for about 30 seconds, and we got to get off for Gary Meyer here. You got, Gary, sorry, we got our phones went dead. You got 30 seconds to say something profound and goodbye.
Any questions, any issues, any problems you're having with these other companies out there about your credit, never hesitate to give me a call. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Call me at 630-624-9557 for any questions you may have about your credit or your credit scores. And you can always get my information off of the townstonefinancial.com website.
And Gary's the best in the business. Thanks, Gary. 630-624-9557. Sorry we lost you there for a little bit, bud.
That's okay.
630-624-9557. Go to our website, which is townstone.com. That's my company's website, and you can get all of Gary's contact information there. I'm David Hochberg, the housing guru here at WGN Radio and WGN TV. Just did a segment on reverse mortgages yesterday on the 11 o'clock news. If you want that clip, send me an email, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. You want to reach me during the week, 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. To all my Jewish friends, happy, healthy new year and a easy fast.